Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1755. The topic is mindset, and the title is, Am I Full of Crap? So that question and concept came up in a client's journal, so I thought it was a fun conversation and I wanted to share. They wrote, in part of the discussion, so I'm skipping some details, but we'll get to the meat of it. They wrote, you always seem to be consistent, calm, and simple. And I mean that in a good way. And they were referencing the word simple. So if I'm going to be called simple, hopefully it was in a good way. But they wrote, you always bring everything back to the basics. You seem to always start at the beginning and never get ahead of yourself, which makes it seem like nothing ever gets you off course. How do you stay on track and stay so grounded? That was very kind, so thank you. And then later in the journal they asked, well, they kind of mentioned, I don't want to be one of those people that talk about all the things they're doing, but they're not even doing the basics right. I don't want people to think that guy's full of crap. Ha ha. And that's where we kind of got the title of today's podcast, Am I Full of Crap? They wanted to just make sure they were always checking on themselves and not talking a big game but not following through, or saying how they're doing great in this area but crashing and burning in another area. They wanted to have kind of overall good character and integrity and be able to display themselves rather than always having to express themselves. So they don't want to be a person of words, but their actions don't match. And we were talking about that. I thought it was a fun conversation, so I wanted to share some general thoughts. So, adapted from what I told them, is that I have worked with well over 3,000 people as a personal trainer. I counted to 3,000, I forget when, I think it was like last year or the year before, as a way to add like a promotional image on social media of, you know, working for 20 plus years as a personal trainer, 3,000 clients, taught the university level for over seven years. So just kind of putting together some numbers. So I've worked with over 3,000 people. And I see the common threads. I see that when they go off course, what we have to come back to in order to get them back on track. I see where the mistakes happen. It comes down, and there's a lot of factors, but three main factors. Nutrition, which includes calories, protein, and hydration. Sleep and stress management. If somebody is trying something crazy and it crashes and burns, it's typically because something was off on their nutrition, their sleep, and their stress management. Those are areas we always have to come back to. So anytime people try to add extra things, well, I'm going to take this extra supplement, you know, this fat burner supplement. Yeah, but you don't even have enough protein coming in. Like, you're not even hitting your protein targets. So you can take this fat burner. You're going to lose a little bit of weight because it's simply a diuretic. It's a diuretic and some kind of energy component, so the caffeine. So you're going to lose a little bit of weight because you're going to, you know, pee out some water. But you're going to have kind of a soft looking physique. You're not going to recover between your workouts. You're going to feel like you have this extra energy, but all of a sudden in 2, 3, 4 weeks, you're going to crash and burn. You're going to feel like crap and you're going to be disappointed that it didn't work. And what do we look at when we come back to it? Was they weren't eating enough protein. So it always comes back. It comes back to these things. It comes back to these elements. So if those elements aren't accounted for before they try to add something new or make changes, and they're not accounted for during the changes, during the addition, everything eventually goes to crap. Maybe it doesn't go to crap right away, but it goes to crap eventually. And I've seen it literally thousands of times. So I learned by watching thousands of people do that to not do that. You know, it kind of made sense. If you're going to watch, you know, if everybody touches a hot stove and they burn their hand, I don't need to do that. I can tell what's going to happen before I do it. So watching clients for years and years and years and years, anytime they get ahead of themselves, anytime they lose track of those basics, nutrition, sleep, and stress management, eventually everything kind of goes crappy and we have to come back to those elements to make it fixed. So I've learned to just always check those first. Anytime I think of adding something, anytime I think of making a change to something, I think of how it will impact those elements. And if I'm thinking of the bigger picture things in life, I can add the relationship with my wife and my financial goals. So I'm going to be thinking of nutrition, sleep, stress management, relationship with my wife, my financial goals. That's what I think of when I'm contemplating making an addition to what I do or a change to what I do. How will this addition or change impact those elements? Will it impact my food? Will it impact my sleep? Will it impact my stress? Will it impact my relationship with my wife? Will it impact my financial future? And if so, if in any of those areas, if it will, how can I adjust for that? Now, I don't ask the questions in a formal way. Like, I don't have them written down, and every time something comes up, I look through the list and, you know, make sure I do that. But I have practiced in the past asking these questions in different times and in different ways. So I've had it in a more formal way before. But now it's kind of more of like a natural reaction. But this is important to practice with the additions and changes that we want to make. Because, as you know, there are unintended, unplanned changes and additions in our life almost all the time. There is chaos to life. How do we stay grounded in the chaos is practicing to consider these questions, these concepts, in the decisions we do get to make. And then we get better at a natural reaction to ask these questions when there are things happening that we haven't decided but we have to adjust for. So recently I decided I wanted to get a little bit leaner. I wanted to kind of get in better shape. I'm going to be turning 40 here in November, and I wanted to go into my 40th year kind of looking the best I ever have. I thought it would be a fun goal, try to get a little bit leaner, you know, see my abs a little better, just look good and feel fit at 40. So I contemplated, and I have started dieting. I wanted to get a little bit leaner. So I asked myself, okay, what do I need? What specific foods will I need? Do I have to change anything to my meal timing? Should I and can I change anything in the way I'm training to increase caloric usage but not lose my strength or muscle tissue? And then I think through how it will impact all my key areas. So as part of that, I contacted the company 212 Meals, which is located here in the Carolinas, and asked them if I could have the gym as a hosting location, as like a pickup location for their food orders. The benefit of that is now I can get like meal prepped food, which makes it a lot easier for me. And it's in my gym, so I can just pick it up when I come to work. One of the things I get all the time is they offer 1 pound of chicken breast that is cooked and sliced and seasoned. And you can get as many of those as you want. So I get the chicken breast, pound of chicken breast, that I can microwave in 90 seconds, about 60 seconds to 90 seconds, depending on the strength of the microwave. And then I have microwavable jasmine rice, and then I put a little bit of sauce on it. So in 3 minutes, I can have a pound of chicken, a big bag of rice, and a little bit of sauce, I can eat that. So in about 10 minutes, I can get all of that in. It's 100 grams of protein. I do know the calorie count typically, but I can't think of it right now. I think it's around 1,000 calories. It's actually under that. I think it's around 800 calories. So I have like a calorie minimum I have to get to every day because I actually don't eat enough. I know. I'm a very annoying person. But my problem with dieting is I don't eat enough food. So I have to track myself and make sure I eat enough. But that's my goal, is I can get in 3 minutes, I can get a big meal made and I can get it eaten in about 10 minutes total time. So I can get my 100 grams of protein in there, around 800 calories, and I'm moving on to the day, moving on to the rest of the crap I want to do with my life, because I don't enjoy, like, food is annoying to me. So I eat it because I want to look a certain way and I want to feel a certain way, but I don't overly enjoy every meal. I find it more of a nuisance than an enjoyment. So components that went into that decision was it would cost more. It would cost more than if I were to buy the chicken, from the grocery store and prep it and cook it all myself. But I am saving time by not having to prep it and cook it and go to the grocery store to get it. So I do Instacart to get my groceries brought to me because I'm lazy and I have the luxury of being able to do that. But it saves me time. So with 2-1-2 meals, it does cost more, but I can save time and I can better control my calories. Okay, so there's some good things there. There's like some trade-offs. So I have to think through is, okay, how do I make up for the extra cost? Well, as part of the trade-offs are, I have more time, and with that extra time, can I accept new clients? So I was actually able to accept 2 new clients with the amount of time I was saving from having to cook and prep all my own food, because I cook the food for my wife and I every day, but I batch cook, and by getting the 2-1-2 meals prepped, it saved me a couple sessions of cooking. I was able to contact a couple clients I had on like a waiting list, said, hey, are you still interested? I'd love to work with you, and there we go. So I was able to use time that I was using for cooking, which I don't enjoy, to actually help people, which I love. So that was an awesome trade-off. And I made money from helping them, so therefore I could afford the extra food. So I figured it out. I found a way to make that change without altering the basics of what I want to always be able to maintain. So when I plan a change or a change happens to me unplanned, I think back to my questions. If I stay in the mindset of referencing those questions, referencing the basics, that's how I always maintain them being covered. That's how I maintain consistent progress. That allows me to remain consistent and progressive towards my goals of self-care, the relationship with my wife, my finances, in building the future that I want for us, that I can control. whatever element of the future I can control, I want to be freaking crushing it in building us to a better and better life. So those questions are very, very important. That's an important thing to consider when you're making planned changes or when you're reacting to unplanned changes. How will this addition, how will this change impact my most important elements? Will it impact my food? Will it impact my sleep? Will it impact my stress? Will it impact my relationship with my wife? Will it impact my financial future? And if so, if it will, how can I adjust for that? If we reference those questions, if we keep ourselves grounded in the basics, you'll be able to have that consistency, that slow moving but constant progression in life. That will allow you to not be full of crap, to not feel that you're making these crazy awesome changes or these progressions, but in reality, things are decaying underneath you. This is how we stay in touch with the reality of our life, by making sure we maintain focus on the basics. So I thought that was a fun conversation. Really enjoyed that. I love having these just opportunities with my clients when we get to talk about life, and it's just neat. I really enjoy that. So thank you to the client for that discussion. That was fun for me. Hopefully there was some benefit to them. And hopefully there was actually a benefit to you all for listening to the podcast as well. So thank you for listening. If you are interested in any help or anything like that, you can check out the services we offer and all the free information we have on our website at www.brutalirongym.com. If you have any questions, if you need anything, let me know. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.